Old Candy turned slowly over. His eyes were wide open. He watched George carefully. Lenny said,
"Tell about that place, George."
"I just told you just last night."
"Go on. Tell again, George."
"Well, it's 10 acres, said George. "Got a little windmill, got a little shack on it and a chicken run. Got a kitchen, orchard, cherries, apples, peaches, cots, nuts, got a few berries. There's a place for alfalfa and plenty of water to flood it. There's a pig pen."
"And rabbits, George?"
"No place for rabbits now, but I could easy build a few hutches and you could feed alfalfa to the rabbits."
"Damn right I could,"
said Lenny.
"You're goddamn right I could."
George's hands stopped working with the cards. His voice was growing warmer. "And we could have a few pigs. I could build a smokehouse like the one Grandpa had. And when we kill a pig, we can smoke the bacon and the hams and make sausage and all like that. And when the salmon run up the river, we could catch 100 of them and salt them down and smoke them. We could have them for breakfast. They ain't nothing so nice as smoked salmon. When the fruit come in, we can can it. And tomatoes, they're easy to can. Every Sunday we kill a chicken or a rabbit. Maybe we have a cow or a goat. The cream is so goddamn thick you can cut it with a knife and take it out with a spoon." Lenny watched him with wide eyes. And Old Candy watched him too. Lenny said softly,
"We could live off the fat of the land."
"Sure," said George. "All kinds of vegetables in the garden. If we want a little whiskey, we can sell a few eggs or something or some milk. We just live there. We belong there. There wouldn't be no more running around the country and getting fed by a Jap cook. No, sir, we'd have our own place where we belonged and not sleep in no bunkhouse."
"Tell about the house, George,"
Lenny begged. "Sure. We have a little house and a room to ourselves. Little fat iron stove. In the winter, we'd keep a fire going in it. And it ain't enough land, so we have to work too hard. Maybe 6-7 hours a day. Wouldn't have to buck no barley 11 hours a day. And when we put in a crop, well, we'd be there to take that crop up. We'd know what come of our planting."
"And rabbits," Lenny said eagerly. "And I'd take care of them. Tell how I do that, George."
"Sure, you'd go out in the alfalfa patch and you'd have a sack. You'd fill up the sack and you'd bring it in and put it in the rabbit cages."
"They'd nibble and they'd nibble," said Lenny. "The way they do, I seen them."
"Every 6 weeks or so," George continued, "them does would throw a litter so we'd have plenty of rabbits to eat or sell. We'd keep a few pigeons to go flying around the windmill like they done when I was a kid." He looked raptly at the wall over Lenny's head. "And it'd be our own. And nobody could can us. If we don't like a guy, we can say, 'Get the hell out,' and by God, he's got to do it. And if a friend come along, why, we'd have an extra bunk, and we'd say, 'Why don't you spend the night?' And by God, he would. We'd have a setter dog and a couple of striped cats, but you gotta watch out them cats don't get the little rabbits." Lenny breathed hard.
"You just let them try to get the rabbits. I'll break the goddamn necks. I'll smash them with a stick."
He subsided, grumbling to himself, threatening the future cats, which might dare to disturb the future rabbits. George sat entranced with his own picture. When Candy spoke, they both jumped as though they had been caught doing something reprehensible. Candy said,
"You know where there's a place like that?"
George was on guard immediately.
"Suppose I do," he said. "What's that to you?"
"You don't need to tell me where it's at. It might be any place."
"Sure," said George. "That's right. You couldn't find it in 100 years. Candy went on excitedly.
"How much they want for a place like that?"
George watched him suspiciously. "Well, I could get it for $600. The old people that owns it is flat bust, and the old lady needs an operation. Say, what's it to you? You got nothing to do with us." Candy said,
"I ain't much good with only one hand. I lost my hand right here on this ranch. That's why they give me a job swamping, and they give me $250 because I lost my hand. And I got 50 more saved up right in the bank right now. That's 300, and I got 50 more coming the end of the month. Tell you what.
He leaned forward eagerly.
Suppose I went in with you guys. That's 350 bucks I'd put in. I ain't much good, but I could cook, tend the chickens, and hoe in the garden some. How'd that be?
George half closed his eyes. I gotta think about that. We is always gonna do it by ourselves. Candy interrupted him.
I'd make a will and leave my share to you guys in case I kick off, because I ain't got no relatives nor nothing. You guys got any money? Maybe we can do it right now.
George spat on the floor disgustedly. We got 10 bucks between us. Then he said thoughtfully, look, if me and Lenny work a month and don't spend nothing, we'll have 100 bucks. That'd be 450.
I bet we could swing her for that.
Then you and Lenny could go get her started. I'd get a job and make up the rest, and you could sell eggs and stuff like that. They fell into silence. They looked at one another, amazed. This thing they had never really believed in was coming true. George said reverently,
Jesus Christ, I bet we could swing her.
His eyes were full of wonder.
I bet we could swing her, he repeated softly.
Candy sat on the edge of his bunk. He scratched the stump of his wrist nervously.
I got hurt 4 years ago, he said. He'll can me pretty soon. Just as soon as I can't swamp out no more bunkhouses, they'll put me on the county. Maybe, if I give you guys my money, you'll let me hole in the garden, even after I ain't no good at it. And I'll wash dishes and little chicken stuff like that. But I'll be on our own place, and I'll be let to work on our own place.
He said miserably.
You seen what they done to my dog tonight? They says he was no good to himself nor nobody else. When they canned me here, I wish somebody'd shoot me. But they won't do nothing like that. I won't have no place to go, and I can't get no more jobs. I'll have $30 more coming time you guys is ready to quit.
George stood up. We'll do her, he said. We'll fix up that little old place and we'll go live there. He sat down again. They all sat still, all bemused by the beauty of the thing. Each mind was popped into the future when this lovely thing should come about. George said wonderingly, suppose there was a carnival or a circus come to town or a ball game or any damn thing. Old Candy nodded in appreciation of the idea. We'd just go to her, George said. We wouldn't ask nobody if we could. Just say, we'll go to her, and we would. Just milk the cow and sling some grain to the chickens and go to her.
And put some grass to the rabbits,
Lenny broke in.
I would never forget to feed them. When are we going to do it, George?
In 1 month. Right squack in 1 month. Know what I'm going to do? I'm going to write them old people that owns the place that will take it, and Candy will send $100 to Binder.
Sure will,
said Candy.
They got a good stove there?
Sure got a nice stove, burns coal or wood.
I'm going to take my pup, said Lenny. I'll bet by Christ he likes it there, by Jesus.